There's two quotes that I've reflected on a lot over the years. They speak to me of the balance we can find in our daily lives. And you've probably heard them both, but maybe think of them in relation to this balance. Suzuki Roshi said, "Each of you is perfect the way you are, and you can all use a little improvement," right? And the other quote, you know, and I'll go back to that first one in a minute, is live as if you were to die tomorrow and learn as if you were going to live forever. So live as if you're going to die tomorrow and learn as if you were going to live forever. So the other thing that, you know, the Dalai Lama once said is that I think he was being asked about, you know, progress and practice. And he said that he's very happy if that every 10 years he's just a little bit kinder. And I think that really speaks to that first quote about, you know, the patience of, well, the second quote, it's we're going to, you know, live forever, you know, that patience. Yeah, 10 years, a little bit kinder, that's good enough, you know. And yet there's still that progress, that feeling of yes, there's a forward, you know, forward development of the heart, the forward development of our being in a wholesome way. And you know, same thing with Suzuki Roshi, you know, we are perfect as we are, you know, and yet we can still get better, you know. So yeah, they both speak of this inner progress. You know, the Buddhist path is a path which is forward leading. It goes somewhere, right? That's what paths do. They go somewhere. And, you know, you develop the mind, you purify the heart. You know, but we need both halves of the quote to walk this path skillfully. You know, it's both forward leading and we have everything we need at this moment. You know, this moment's complete. There's no other moment. There is no other moment. It's this one right now, right this moment. There's just a very deep relaxation that arises when we stop leaning forward, you know, waiting for what's next, for the day that we get our, you know, get our stuff together, you know. Something really can relax in the heart, you know, that this is enough right now. This is enough and I can relax, you know. And then, you know, there's a deep vitality and confidence that arises when we trust that what we're doing in our lives is forward leading. And it's like we kind of need both of those, that really deep letting go of yes, right now. And just this confidence inside ourselves that if we just keep showing up, we keep being wholesome, we keep purifying, it just gets better and better. And as we practice, we can feel that in our practice, in our hearts. You know, it's easier to love, it's easier to be kind, it's easier to be quiet with myself. It was very hard to be quiet with myself when I first started practice. You know, and I've said, you know, throughout the day, you know, these energies of wanting and not wanting, of restlessness and sluggishness, they're universal. But the form they take when they show up, you know, in our meditation or in our lives, they come from a lifetime of habits. And whenever they show up, we can bring something wholesome to them. And that transforms them. The moment we bring a wholesome attitude to one of these energies, it already transforms it. It's already different. One of the things that's really helpful to understand is that energy follows attention. For instance, an example that we often use is, a little kid that's tired. It's like they're going to the ragging them shopping, and they're just like, "Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired." And you go, "You want to go get some ice cream?" Boy, that attention just goes through, and all of a sudden they have lots of energy. Where did that energy come from? It was something they were interested in. But as adults, we need to bring the interest to things ourselves. We don't have that little ice cream dangling in front of us, even though we often try to do that. Attention creates energy. And so attention can always restore the balance of a mind that's either one way or the other. Attention brings it into the center. If we're feeling low energy, we're sluggish. At a time when it's not helpful to be sluggish, we can bring interest to the energy. It's not that we have to change it. What's it like to not want to get up and take out the garbage? Have you ever, I got to take out the garbage. I just don't want to put on my shoes and go out in the cold. And, but what's it actually like? How does the body feel? How does the mind feel? And the more interest I become, the more energy that arises in me. By the time I've really gotten to know what that state is like, I'm going to take out the garbage. And I might still be tired, but it's so much less tiring when we stop struggling with it. And same thing works with restlessness. It's like we're so much less restless. We stop struggling, not liking being restless, not thinking that it's wrong. What is it like to be restless? What is that like? In our daily lives, it can be really useful to learn from the past or to plan the future. But we can do all of those things by being grounded in the present, in our bodies, in the now. If we're worrying about a meeting tomorrow, we're worried now, in this moment, in this body, now. The mind can only do one thing at a time. If we're mindful of worry, we're no longer actively worrying. It's a very different process. You're caught up in worry, or you're really mindful of this process. Mindfulness transforms it. Also wanted to say, embracing instability, embracing imperfection is essential to developing a balanced mind. Okay, so a lot of what we do is we look at what isn't quite right. Something isn't quite right. And nothing will ever be quite right. Everything's always falling apart. It's entropy. If we might be hungry, we eat a really good meal and we feel, "Oh, that's a great meal." And then we want something else, right? "Oh, I want to be entertained. I want this now. Maybe I should call someone." There's always something that isn't doesn't feel complete. And so this is the nature of life on earth. If we weed a garden, soon enough it's full of weeds again. Nothing is conditions in life are never complete. There's no conditions that last. Nothing out there that will give us anything lasting. And so when we resist change, resist imperfection, all it does is leads to struggle that's completely unnecessary, because the struggling with that doesn't go anywhere except make us suffer. And you may be familiar with the Tibetan ritual of creating a sand mandala. A group of monks create this beautiful, intricate, colorful mandala out of sand. It's around 10 square feet. I mean, it's big. And they spend weeks, every day, all day long, mindfully, patiently, adding each intricate detail. They're quite awesome. And when it's finished, they dismantle it, mix it in water, and give the sand back to the earth. And this is just such a beautiful representation of such a deep understanding of this impermanence, of the level of care in creating this, this progress, right? And at the same time, the complete letting go of it, the complete freedom of it. All the patience in the world, learning as if we can live forever. Boy, every grain of sand for day after day, as if we're going to live forever. And the urgency of the moment that it's gone. We need to show up. This is it, our moment. So being here in our bodies, just like it is right now, not how we want it to be. And just like that, we come to balance, just very simply. There's not much to this practice, right? It's just right now, in this body, in this breath, in this moment, just how we are. Freedom, there's space here. It's all right here. We're all perfect as we are. But that's what I'd like to say. So thank you so much for spending this beautiful day of silence together. Very much appreciated. Seeing your faces, seeing your practice. It's been wonderful. And so, we traditionally end our retreats with a dedication of benefit. And so I'd like to do that. So may all the goodness and goodwill that we've had in this day of practicing together, may it spread to include all the beings whose lives we touch, all those who may meet in person, known and unknown, and all those we communicate with, regardless if it's by phone or Zoom or email, or even text. May the goodness spread outward and help heal this beautiful planet. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free. Thank you.